Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
It is 8:35. We wanted to get an update on as to what is going on at Chris Hani Barrow Gwynedd Hospital. Has it run out of funds? What is the real situation on the ground? Jack Bloom is a member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine yourself, Howard. Hope we all doing well.
I am, thank you. But what is the situation happening at Barrow Gwynedd Hospital? It sounds very concerning.
Well, you know, the financial year for the provincial government ends at the end of March. And this is typically what they call the dry season, so they run out of funds. And there seem to be problems with contracts for food, the waste management contract. You know, what's happening now is that the Bushler Waste, which removes the medical waste, is refused to continue doing so because they haven't been paid. So medical waste is building up all around the hospital, and it's very smelly and very distressing to patients and staff. And the food situation, well, you know, I just think they've messed up the contracts. They don't have money to pay them, and now they're making excuses as they scrabble around to get bread for patients because of the bad publicity.
Yeah, it is. What about the people on the ground? I mean, it's all very well. You know, we spend a lot of our time doing that and sort of explaining away the politics of it. But if people aren't getting what they need at the hospital, that's, of course, where it all falls apart.
Well, absolutely. I think imagine you're a patient at Barra and, you know, you don't get basic food to keep you going, and this is why doctors and nurses are bringing extra lunch or buying from hawkers outside to supply food for the patients. But if we put this in context, this is the largest hospital in South Africa. It has a budget of 3 billion rand, huge budget that's larger than some of the provincial departments. It has a staff of well over 6,000. And it's just appallingly managed. And unfortunately, this is the story of the Gauteng Health Department. They have a large budget, very poorly spent, lots of corruption, lots of waste, lots of mismanagement. And what you see at the Chris Hani Barrow Gwynedd Hospital is what's happening at other hospitals in Gauteng as well.
So this is definitely a provincial a problem. Is there a way to solve it? Are we moving in the right direction at least?
Well, the premier of this province today, Premier David Makura, he at his inaugural address 8 years ago, he said he would sort an urgent turnaround. That was his quote, an urgent turnaround of the Gauteng Health Department.
Oh, gosh.
Well, it hasn't happened, and I think the reason is because of cadre deployment. You're putting the wrong people in the wrong jobs, and what we need to do is put the right people in the right jobs. We need to cut out the corruption. You know, there's been unbelievable wastage with the extra COVID money that was allocated to the Gauteng Health Department. I'll give you just one example. They've spent over 700 million rand refurbishing the Anglo Ashanti Hospital. This was a hospital that was given to the Gauteng provincial government at the Carletonville mine. But, you know, it's the wrong part of Gauteng, and they've seen very few patients, and they've spent 700 million rand on that. And, of course, the special investigating unit is investigating them too. So wherever you look, there's corruption. We had this terrible situation where Babita Deokaran was assassinated. I can't use any other word. Senior official at the Gauteng Health Department, who I knew quite well. And she was just murdered because obviously she was uncovering all the corruption. So until they tackle the deep, deep rot in the Gauteng Health Department, people are going to suffer at hospitals like Chris Hani Barrow Gwynedd Hospital. I can tell you other hospitals where there's equal problems. We all know that Charter Clerk at Johannesburg Hospital is still partially closed. The provincial government is incapable of repairing that hospital, so they've just given up and they've given it to the National Health Department. Remains to be seen if the National Health Department will do a better job. We have to hope so, because I can tell you that this tragedy is larger than the life of Sedimeni tragedy. You know, 144 mental health patients died in that disaster. But just the closure of Sharpe Clayhead Hospital, I think, will lead to many more people dying. There's cancer patients, there's heart patients. They're not getting the services they need. And unless something really drastic is done, as I said, put the right people in the right jobs, hold them accountable, and finally clean up all the corruption.
It's a lot easier to say than to do, unfortunately, and we've lived with this legacy for way too long. Jack Bloom, member of the Gauteng Provincial Legislature for the Democratic Alliance, talking to us about Chris Hani Baragwanath Hospital, as well as some of the other hospitals in the province.